Let's talk now about a very important decision by the Constitutional Court, which has dismissed an appeal brought by the public sector unions after the government reneged on parts of its 2018 collective wage agreement. There was a 3-year agreement. The government said it couldn't afford it and did not go through with some parts of it. Now, there's been a long battle in the courts. The Constitutional Court has said, as I understand it now, that the government was entitled to break the agreement because the agreement wasn't valid. This is very important in terms of the finance minister's ability to control expenditure, to keep our debt low, and to hold inflation in the country. The public sector wage bill is a very, very significant thing in our economy. Tamsakla Mila joins me now from Cliff Decker Hofmeyr in Durban to give an assessment of this case. A very good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, and good afternoon to you, listening.
All right, just have I set the context correctly here? The public sector unions wanted the government to hold to a 3-year agreement. The government is now allowed to not do so. Is that correct?
Yes, and specifically the last part of the agreement, which is the 2020-2021 financial year, which I think is clause 3.3 of that collective agreement.
All right, so they don't have to stay with the increments that were granted both in terms of one-off payments and salary increases for those 2 years?
No, they don't. And the reason that the government had given at the time, which had also persisted throughout the various steps of litigation, was affordability. And the Constitutional Court then goes into that analysis of affordability in light of holiday events and COVID that made the budget, I think, the judgment to exceed by, I think, about a few million.
So, but the unions are saying this should never be about affordability. That is not the court's role. Isn't there a certain logic in that?
It could be, but unfortunately, there are regulations as well that determine, or rather that set parameters about the collective agreement or collective bargaining between the state and the union. And one of them is that for as long as the state can afford, then it can conclude agreements that say that for this year, this is how much you will get, and for the next year, how much you will get. You will note that in the judgment, the central issue was the inability to pay because of affordability.
All right, thanks very much indeed. Tamsakla Mia on the line there from Cliff Decker Hofmeyr in Durban, where he is an expert in the issues that the Con Court has just ruled on. It's important stuff, and it might be more strength to the elbow of the finance minister. It might allow us to hold public sector wage increases much lower than was originally expected, and it might save many billions of rand.